This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
They're white, they're in their 30s. Jake is kind of flirty. A beer will win the tourney if I were you. They give out sage advice. I won't say that it's right, but Jake is liquid nice if I were you.
Amir, Shmuel, Blumenfeld.
They're really kind of funny. They do the shit for money. They started Head Gummy if I were you.
There it is. That was it.
Really good.
Wow. Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Ryan, Aaron, thoughts? I don't know. Do you remember the Addams Family? Is that in your wheelhouse?
Oh, yes. The Addams Family is awesome. And
yeah,
that was a great theme song. That was
crazy. It was, you know, the trick with that kind of thing is making If I Were You, like the phrasing on that is tough and making it work. But I think that's a skilled, you know, like they talk about Sinatra being able to, you know, he had really good phrasing outside of whatever people think about his voice. He could kind of fit words and phrases in.
Interesting.
I think, yeah. I think that was a really masterstroke, was like making If I Were You fit in that kind
yeah.
of, you know, whatever that, you know, whatever a smart music way to say that is.
Yeah. Instead of Addams Family, it's If I Were You.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, this guy is actually in a band called Dear Lincoln, who's submitted some theme songs before.
Oh, yeah, I've always liked that band name. Good name.
He's sort of the Frank Sinatra of If I Were You show submissions.
We were going to do a lounge show for him. He's a crooner.
Tuxedos and tattoos. He says, right. I know it seems like I took that sweet, sweet cash that you sent for the Hogan Family theme song and retired, but that $10 ran out fast. So to reclaim my throne, here's the Addams Family theme song. Only 1 week passed where it would actually be timely to use. I don't know why the Addams Family would be. Because of Halloween.
Yeah. And you used it the week after. So.
Well, he sent it the day after, so I'm sorry. But
it's a tough deadlines are tough, you know.
Yes. I don't want to wait another year.
Isn't the Addams Family isn't it out right now? Like a new version of it?
Yeah, I think there's a new sequel to their CG offering of the Addams Family.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, all right.
I don't. So we might have missed Halloween, but it's still timely. Yeah.
My band has been pretty silent as of late, but if you could promote my band, Dear Lincoln, it would be awesome. DearLincoln.com. So there you go. Thank you, Dear Lincoln.
You did a great job.
All right.
Is it D E E R?
What do you think?
I want it to be Dear Lincoln, like it's a
with
like
a top hat on,
Lincoln.
Like a little
I want
a grassy meadow with a fucking top hat.
Getting shot like Bambi / Lincoln himself.
Fucking. Fucking John Wilkes shot Bambi's mom.
Whoa. Too soon?
It goes all the way to the top.
Aaron and Ryan, thank you so much for joining us from the Dumbbells podcast on this here HeadGum Network.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us. Big news over at the Dumbbells, over in the Dumbbells world.
Are we breaking? Are we breaking news?
Kind of. I mean,
breaking news. Like, no one else has heard this news. This is hot information.
Okay. I'm ready.
So Aaron, whose voice you've been hearing, has taken the official co-hosting duties from former co-host and founder Eugene Cordero. And so, yeah, Aaron's stepping in. She's taking the reins. And so we had like a little mini relaunch that's been probably a couple weeks now when people have heard this. Eugene will pop back in and out when he's got time, but for people that know and follow Eugene, he's shooting the man. Yeah, the
he's
Mandalorian, the fucking the Loki show. Wow. Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff going on. Damn. And like two kids under four. So
yeah.
So you're not mad at Eugene. I was hoping there would be some sort of beef or animosity that we can start just to drum up some controversy.
Just like jealousy of his career, but that's
okay. That's a good starting point.
Yeah.
Like it has to have an
origin
story.
But that's like across the board. Yeah, everyone was jealous of him.
So
right now,
the trick was to find somebody with another E name that had done guest co-hosting in the past. So we're checking two boxes here. And then is also talented and dynamic, something that I don't have. So I was like, I gotta.
It's time. It's time one of the hosts was dynamic and talented. Might as well.
So enter Aaron McGowan. Yes. And so here we are. Everybody's up to speed now. Everybody's caught up.
Cool. Can't wait. A passing of the torch.
I can't wait until me or Jake is successful enough not to host this show. You think it'll happen? Because it's been like, 8-9 years at this point? I feel like it would have happened by now, right?
Yeah, well, the thing is that we phone it in so hard that it would be kind of weird if one of us left.
Right, it's like how busy would we have to be to not fart out another 45-minute every week? And we do fart it out. I can't stress that enough.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that because that's what I'm here for.
I've got my fucking
poo-poo platter.
Asshole up to the microphone, and I am... It does sound like my voice. That is weird, but a lot of wizardry in the sound department over at HeadGum making this all kind of work somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's up to your eyesight as well. You keep the microphone and the camera really close together.
Ryan is recording this whole thing Jim Carrey style in Ace Ventura.
And he does that when it's just us too. So I'm glad you guys are here.
I heard he does that when he records ads solo as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. Let me ask you something about Squarespace. reading talking points, facing away from the microphone. You don't need to do it.
Do you think people do that to Tone Loc ever? I mean, he was the one that had to do...
That's a good call. He's the one who saw the ass.
A lot of that kind of back and forth with that whole scene there. That's unfortunately he's got two hit songs, so that runs a little interference.
Yeah, Funky Cole Medina.
Something else
sort of washed away that entire scene from him, so he doesn't have to think about it anymore.
Did you
actually? I rewatched that movie over quarantine.
Problematic.
You know, a little problematic. Very silly. Mm-hmm.
So funny. I mean,
Jim Carrey is just a sort of a comedy genius, so that sticks around.
I rewatched The Mask. Oh. That's what I rewatched over quarantine. And really goes off the rails, which I guess that's a lot of movies. But I was like, I do not remember this. Like, it just was insane.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was fun. I think it was still fun. I don't think it was as problematic as I think.
Ace
Ventura.
Yeah, it was Pet Detective. Yeah.
Some people call it Ace Ventura. Some people call it Pet Detective. But
I've never heard of Pet Detective.
I like to just call it Pet Detective.
You know,
but
Pet Detective?
You guys remember in the
that guy?
The second one where he comes out of the butt?
I call
of the
that
rhinos.
One When Nature Calls, but it's also
that shaped my childhood. Like I saw that in theaters, and like I think about that every time I see a rhino.
Mm, yeah, it shaped her. It
Which
shaped
I guess
her adulthood
isn't a ton.
As well.
Yeah, it's continuing on.
That
to
part's
shape my
funny
life.
As hell.
Yeah.
He gets hot in there, so he has to take all his clothes off. So he's like nude coming out of it, right?
He does.
Yeah, like he's giving birth to a human.
That's funny.
We should just be talking about Jim Carrey movie. Let's see. What's the one? The Majestic? The one where he buys a movie theater for some reason?
Oh,
yeah, I think that's the
I never saw that one.
Yeah, that one's
that's where he
that
lost
one's really
me.
Problematic too. I don't know. It doesn't stay. What is it called? Relevant? Isn't that what word am I thinking of? It doesn't hold up.
It does.
Fart it out.
Hold
fart
up.
It out
Got
in
it.
Here.
It's hold up. It doesn't hold up.
Wow, you couldn't think of the word hold up. It's actually two words. Yeah, one of them is up.
The other one is I already forget.
What is that because of what's happened, you know, with theaters these days?
Yeah, it was the whole thing, MoviePass thing. Streaming.
It was tacky. Yeah.
That movie today would have just been Jim Carrey getting a Netflix account, and it would have been over in 38 seconds, I guess. Yeah. starting a streaming service that would, again, last 38 seconds.
Consolidating six media companies. You know, it's like, oh, great, yeah.
Blowing through $2 billion of venture capital in a year and a half.
Got it.
I'm not afraid to call out the fucking bigwigs on this show. You know what? A lot of people are like, you know, kowtowing around it, trying to like stay employed. No, fuck that. I will.
We have Bezos on next week.
Really?
Yeah.
You got Bezos coming on? Ask Bezos.
Bezos is coming on, yeah.
Is he doing testosterone replacement therapy? Because that guy has transformed.
He's had a glow up. He's had a glow up.
He's looking yoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he got, didn't he get divorced?
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
That happens when you get divorced, right? You either get jacked or you get
he looked like
could have gone either
when
way.
He first came out, he looked like the fucking the little old guy that they would do in The Simpsons, you know, that like little tiny old
Hans Molman. Yeah.
He looked like
and now he looks like Mr. Burns. Which is, you know, kind of a lateral move, but at least he's taller.
Yeah.
It looks like Homer when Homer got jacked.
That's
remember
cool.
that?
Yeah.
The when he climbed the Matterhorn. Yeah.
Okay, we got some real questions from real people. This first one is about diet.
Okay.
We need a fake name just to preserve this guy's anonymity. We can't out him. Otherwise, people are going to be coming up to him on the street saying, weren't you that guy in that If I Were You episode? So, Stanger, do you have a fake name to refer to this person as we try to help him out of this moral dilemma?
Tristan Ludlow.
That's great. Tristan Ludlow.
Wow.
That's really hot, actually.
That's the name of an agent.
Yeah, that's a hot name, yeah.
Nobody named Tristan Ludlow has ever had a problem, but I guess let's try to imagine. Dear Jane, I'm looking to get sliced. I go to the gym regularly, but diet seems to be a hurdle. I'm currently on the LeBron James diet, which is where you only eat meat, fish, veggies, and some fruit while abstaining from carbs, sugar, and dairy. I guess that's the LeBron James diet now. That being said, do y'all have any other tips? Y'all seem to be in pretty good shape, and it'd be cool to nail some healthy habits down in my mid-20s. Good luck with the Patreon. Love, Tristan. Wow. Mid-20s. I didn't really think about diet in my mid-20s, but I guess it's starting earlier and earlier.
Yeah, that was a big reveal. You know, you're like, you're picturing somebody else, and the guy's like, you know, I'm 21.
Yeah, I'm looking to get sliced as a term. Yeah. I'm looking to get fucking sliced. How old were you guys?
I do too.
How old
like
were
that.
You guys when you realized that, oh, carbs are actually contributing to maybe fat in my body? I remember that was like an aha moment in 2005 for me, where I'm like, I guess I shouldn't have bagels every morning. That's actually putting on some pounds.
I had a, because I remember growing up, I had this teacher in high school named Mr. Berman, and he was an honors English teacher, and he was super cool and ripped. And he would eat he would eat plain bagels. And I remember thinking, like, wow, this guy's such a health nut. He's eating a plain bagel, fat free.
Yeah, fat and bread sort of flip-flopped at a certain point in like the early aughts, where it was like, you can have as much fat as you want, by the way. We should have told you that earlier.
No, and meanwhile, fucking Berman is just a genetic freak, you know?
a Billy Schifuri.
Yeah, exactly.
But
do you guys know Billy? He just eats a pound of pasta a day and remains with 0%
Schifuri,
body fat.
Yeah, he's done the show before. Yeah. And he's crazy ripped. He's like 1% body fat. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So you sort of, you can't really dictate what you should do based on Billy's diet or Mr. Berman's diet.
No. So for me, I was going to the movies with this girl I was seeing, and she was a little older than I was, and I was maybe just getting done with high school or something, maybe summer before college. And so she was really fit. I met her at the gym, and she had a bunch of fit friends, and they're all like maybe 2 or 3 years older than I was. And I remember I got like a big icy and then like some Skittles or something. And one of her friends like, aren't you worried about all the fat? And I was like, what? This is all fat free. It's a cherry icy, you idiot.
Did icy survive? Are there still ices? I totally forgot about ice.
Yes.
I-S-E-E.
Yeah, I like the lid because you had, and like you would have to fill like the lid, you know, like it had a domed lid and then you would, it was pumped with air and so you could like fill the fucking lid out. But anyway, she called me out and she was like, you know, sugar, what do you think happens to that sugar? And I remember we were seeing like Armageddon, like the whole time my fucking world was rocked. shot. Like, I couldn't even focus on the movie.
It's like the meteor hit you.
Oh, truly.
Yeah.
Did they create those straws ices with the spoon at the end of the straw? Was that like a proprietary thing, or did they buy that from a third company?
I hope they made it themselves, because that was a genius
move. That was a
great move.
They did make it themselves, and actually they make more money licensing the straw than they ever. Ices are free.
Yeah.
It's really all about the proprietary.
That's a good TikTok that I'm going to post later. You know, you don't know this, but icy is a $1 billion industry because of the straw innovation.
They actually
lose money on the drink.
They call it
they got the patent in 1990.
The spoonie. With two E's. Yeah.
The spraw. Half spoon, half straw.
Spraw E.
Yeah.
Aaron, when did you get your carb world rocked?
I don't know. I think when I lost my big amount of weight, I think at some point I did the Subway diet. Do you guys remember
that? Wow, Jared style.
Yeah,
that's where you just eat a $5 foot long and look at child porn.
You crank it enough that you lose 4,000 calories a day. And then you go to prison where they give you three squares. Low carb, though.
So that's exactly how I found out about carbs. No, but I was doing that, like, trying to eat those sandwiches. And then I think Subway started doing, like, salads. And so that's kind of when I was like, oh, interesting. I'll switch it over, because I heard bread was bad, but I didn't know why. And so I did, like, it was around, like, my early 20s when I started, like, switching to less carbs, but now I eat carbs, and I think carbs they get a bad rap.
Now we're going back. We're going all the way back. I think carbs are now.
Gotta go back.
Carbs seem kind of fine. To me, it's always sugar. Sugar is bad. I don't like sugar.
But aren't carbs sugar?
Yeah, but like, I guess what's the difference between carbs that like turn into sugar and just like straight up sugar?
They all turn into sugar. I mean, so depending on what the source of the carbohydrate is basically how complex or intricate it is until it ultimately becomes sugar. So when you hear people talk about complex carbs, it's the least refined, least processed. So, you know, finding something in kind of like a vegetable form or in, you know, if we want to say like whole grain, like in a whole grain form. So there's more fiber, there's more stuff going on. And so it takes your body a little bit more work and time to break it down into glucose, which gets converted to glycogen, which either is used for movement or stored, ultimately.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say as well. So I'm glad that we have
that.
So
say that again now that Jake said it, because Ryan just
glycose
of
breaks glycerine.
Nice.
Glycerine.
Jake just gained 38 pounds while making that joke. So, I mean, if he's on the, quote, LeBron James diet, which is like, I guess every diet is the same diet, it just has different names. This is keto, this is caveman, it all seems like the same to me, right? The Rock?
Yeah, I want to know if he's doing the LeBron diet for real, how much he really needs to lose. That's what I want.
It's tough, because it's sliced, you know, it's vague. Yeah. What is that?
Well, how much do you need to lose to get sliced? Being sliced has to be like, you know, you're 0% body fat. That's sliced.
It's sliced beyond shredded, or it goes sliced then shredded?
Slice seems to be beyond shredded to me. I feel like shredded gets tossed around a lot. I don't hear sliced that much.
But that's interesting, though, because like just in terms of like food prep, shredded seems like it's got more, it's like thin, it's stringier. Sliced, you could do that with like a ham, thick slice.
I want to be thick sliced. I'm on the ham diet.
I'm not going to be shredded, because I still want to like enjoy my life every once in
a while.
Jake,
you make a great point, and you've convinced me. So I retract what I said earlier. And I mean,
two abs. You don't need six. Just two to four.
Jake invented shredded bread. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So you just sort of finally coarsely chop a loaf and eat it like Big League Chew throughout the day.
Put it through one of those paper shredders. Just like ram a fucking sourdough loaf in one of those suckers.
Like a meat grinder, but it's just dough on the other side. I guess that's spaghetti.
Yeah.
We invented spaghetti.
Wow.
We did. We're doing a lot for America and the world. Yeah, Tristan sounds like he's on track. He doesn't need to get rid of carbs all the way. He just needs to be a little more, maybe just dial it in. Just focus on
I agree. I was going to say, I think that you could probably benefit from auditing your diet, Tristan, and anybody that's maybe feels like they're doing a lot, but it's not working the way they want. Just really screw down on what exactly you're doing. So you could, there's tons of like fitness apps that are free. My Fitness Pal app is one that gets referenced a lot that you can add to your phone. They're really easy. They're really intuitive. And that'll just give you a baseline. So you're like, okay, these are how I'm representing my macronutrients, and this is how many calories I'm having every day, and this is probably how much I'm burning. And then you can just start to like make adjustments there. So I'll try like kind of, you know, scaling back the calories a little tiny bit, or I'll try adding the calories, or I'll take in more protein or whatever it is. And then you can be really systematic about it and see what works and what doesn't, as opposed to just kind of like guessing, you know. I think otherwise you're just kind of taking shots in the dark. You don't have any control on your variables. And the other thing I was going to say about LeBron is I did hear him on the Tim Ferriss podcast. Do you guys know who Tim Ferriss is?
Oh yeah, I think I listened to that interview.
Yeah, yeah, super. He's a dry motherfucker. I mean, he's as dry as it gets, and the podcast can be a little bit of a slog. But for a time, he got interesting guests, and I heard LeBron on there, and he was so excited to have him on. And he's always like, he wants to know what people's secrets are and what books they read and how they sleep. He's always trying to unlock the key to, you know, what it is that makes them great. And so he had LeBron on, and they had LeBron's trainer. I think it was when they were kind of demoing Ladder or whatever their supplement company is. And so he was like, what do you eat, and what's the diet like? And LeBron obviously eats healthy and works super hard, but he said, you know, I'll have chicken parm and then like a glass of wine, but I keep it in moderation. And Tim Ferriss just short-circuited. Like he couldn't... He didn't like freak out on air, but you could hear it like in his mind, just like, you're eating chicken parm and a glass of wine. It's like,
that's the key. He eats that during halftime.
Yeah.
He could not get his fucking wrap his brain around that. Like, what the fuck? Like, he's, you know, he's weighing his food. He's, you know, getting tea that he picks himself, you know, and like, meanwhile, this guy's just an NBA star, and like, he's just a little chicken parm, a glass of wine, you know.
I guess it helps that he's played 30,000 minutes of NBA basketball, Tim Ferriss. Yes. Have you done that? Have you done some high-intensity workout every year since you were a fucking teenager?
No.
I work for 4 hours a week. No.
Well, that's something that people don't talk about, and I think people are talking about it more, right, like more with social media and stuff, and trying to be more body positive, is that like if you're a personal trainer, you're working out like so much. I can't even, like, I heard like a Peloton girl does like 8 hours of exercise a day.
Seems and like I'm a like, lot. It seems it's, high. That seems it seems difficult. High. Yeah.
Well, how many hours are in a day, real quick? Let's figure this out.
Let's gotta work backwards. 12-ish? Yeah.
Something like that. We don't know for sure. Nobody may know.
But it is like you get this idea of what you can do as like a person with a job, a family, a life. And then you're like, I'm not seeing these crazy, I'm not getting sliced, shredded, any of those words. And you're like, what am I doing wrong? And you're like, well, maybe you're not like a psycho.
Yeah. Maybe it's what you're doing right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I tell people like it's okay, like if you have goals, that's good, and what Stanger said is good, like keep track and all that stuff, but it's also like, okay, you're on a, it's, life is long, let it be a journey, you know.
You're in your early 20s. you don't have to cut your carbs in your early 20s. Like, where do you go from there?
Right,
I'm dealing with some middle-aged malaise, existential crisis. I'm 16, let me know. What does it mean, man? Why are we here, buddy? Trying to find some meaning.
I'm just worried about global climate change and how it'll affect me going forward. I'm 11, but any advice you can have. Well,
they should be worried. Yeah. 11-year-olds out there. And my advice to an 11-year-old is like, you're fucked. Yeah. You're done. Yeah.
Sorry about that whole, what we've
been doing. Live hard in your tweenage years, because you don't have a lot left.
Yeah, go to space camp or some shit.
Yeah, that's where we're headed.
Get off this planet with Bezos.
All right, let's take a break, answer some more questions on the other side of these messages.
Oh.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's more fitness, fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And we're back. Aaron and or Ryan, do you guys have any?
Oh, it's a letter to the fire. Mom, I'm coming.
Uncouth.
Sorry about that. Unsolicited advice.
Is that?
We should start warning people about that. Yeah. That was Jake making some lewd joke. That was
I'm the one that says gross blue, at the end of that. Soon. You say, Mom, I'm coming. You say, Mom, I'm coming. I say gross.
Yeah, okay, I did have questions, so I'm glad you guys clarified that.
Yeah. She could be ready to go and you're on your way out.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's sort of what I was referencing. Stanger
gets it.
Okay. That felt right. Okay.
All right, unsolicited advice. What do you guys got?
I'd been meditating for a while, and I got pretty disciplined about it. And I would do different apps and all this kind of shit, and it felt good. It never, I don't know if you guys have ever like experimented with it or tried it or got on a roll with it. Have you?
I've experimented and not been able to get on a roll. I can fuck around for like a week or two.
Okay. So you probably experienced to some degree, like you maybe feel like generally better, but who knows if it's some kind of like placebo effect or it's never like you do it and you're like, whoa, I feel enlightened.
It basically, for me, it like works for the next 20 minutes to an hour. I'm always like, wow, yeah, that was really nice. And then by the end of the day, I'm like, I'm just as stressed as I was before, you know?
Now I have less time because I was fucking saying a word for half an hour. Yeah. Shit, I missed an email.
So I've had like similar, stops and starts with it. And this kind of most recent time around, I'm doing like this variation of TM, which is transcendental meditation, and that's like what David Lynch and a bunch of like celebrities and stuff do it. And essentially what it screws down to is it's two times a day 20 minutes each session. You have a mantra. If you do, if you sign up through TM, you pay a bunch of money and you do like a little ceremony and then they give you your mantra. It's secret. You don't tell anybody. And it's basically like a nonsense word that just kind of makes a sound like ka-chong or something like that, you know? And then, so you just say this mantra over and over while you're doing, like while you're having your meditative experience. So anyway, the benefit of like pain and going through the whole process is that it creates this perceived value, like you're more likely to do it. You spend $1,000 or whatever it is, but that's prohibitive for a lot of people. And then also you can start putting too much on to the meditation or have expectations of what it can and should do for you. And then that can keep you from doing it. And then also, you know, twice a day can be a little bit too much of a commitment. But mm-hmm. I was reading this by this guy, a book by this guy, and he talked about saying like meditation should be for everybody. And he said, if you just take what the basics of TM and just say the word, like just say a sound over and over again, like rum, and you just think of the mantra as something that you gently kind of tend to. You don't use the mantra to try to get, you know, like yourself completely present or try to beat away thoughts that are going to come up and happen. Like you'll be thinking about like, oh, I'm wasting time, or this is what else I have to do today or whatever. And then people would like kind of like beat it back with their mantra. And he's like, don't just let the thoughts happen. And over time, just kind of tend to your mantra while you're saying, you know, saying it over and over again, and then do it for 20 minutes and just commit to one time a day. And then if you like that, then eventually do two. And anyway, it seems really simple and like not that much of a crazy breakthrough, but I just took what this guy said and applied it. And it did. I feel like I've been a lot more consistent with it. And I've managed my expectations of what it can do for me. And I do feel better for having done it. And the sound that I'm making over and over again is rum, R-U-M.
Wow.
Rum, 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 rum.
You can't give it away. Yeah. You just gave
yeah, I thought
whole
it was a secret.
No, that's if you do the real, like the woo-woo TM yeah. secretive thing.
Yeah.
Like mine, I just made up a sound, you know? And so.
Wow. Is it actually rum?
Rum, yeah.
Damn.
It's also alcohol.
And you're drinking rum.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot
this,
of
right?
tropical drinks these days. I don't know why. I don't know if it's yeah. related or not. It does yeah. time up exactly to when I started doing this.
Wait, how long have you been doing it?
I would say maybe like 2.5 months, 3 months. So
damn.
Good run, and
yeah.
then sometimes I'll do it twice a day, but I don't feel like I'm failing if I don't hit the second time, you know,
yeah.
because it's just that one time. And then it's also, you know, the freedom of like, I don't worry about if I'm like, I feel like I'm doing it wrong. Like there's no right or wrong to it. It's just like, I'll sit there and then, you know, sometimes it's a shitty session. And I feel like I'm crazy distracted and way out there with what I'm thinking. But when I, you know, I'll just start rumming it up, rum, rum, rum,
nice.
Rum, rum. And then I'm like, you know,
rum yeah. it up.
That's such a funny word. It makes sense. But just to think about, do you think about rum when you're doing it on accident?
I don't. Like, it's now gone on. You know, if you keep saying a word over and over and over again, it just, you start to like lose what the word even means or what it is. So now it's
yeah.
like kind of mm-hmm. disappeared from being, you know, rum. But people should check out Reserve Bar. And
yeah. That's what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to be like, you know what? I'll give you a word for half the price of TM. That way you can save some cash and it's rum. Venmo me $30. Do it or don't.
That's the move.
Do it or
yeah.
don't.
Yeah. I got your word. Dude. We'll do a secret word for you. Give me a Venmo and
tequila.
Yeah.
all right. Transcendental meditation light. Aaron, what do you have?
Okay. I know it doesn't have to be about fitness, but I'm going to go the fitness route.
Cool.
Okay?
Cool. Why not?
So I think that my unsolicited advice is if you are in a household with you and another person or multiple people or whatever, I believe that everyone should be able to squat the weight of the person that they live in a house with.
Wow.
Okay, so that's my unsolicited advice. That's not always possible, but I would say that
squat the weight. So if I'm living with a girlfriend who weighs, you know, somewhere in the triple digits, I have to be able to take two pretty heavy dumbbells, barbells, and squat with them? Or you're talking about actually lifting her up and squatting with her?
Well, you don't have to actually lift the person.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. if you have a person and they're down, you could try.
Okay.
But I'm talking about just having the knowledge that if something happened to this person and you needed to get them somewhere, that you can and have that strength in your body to do that.
Yeah.
And to do it in a way that won't make it worse. So that's the thing that I'm like, I'm learning, talking with people about.
Oh,
is
shit,
like,
I pulled your head off.
You never know.
You know, like,
oh. Yeah. Yeah, you do not.
I could totally squat my wife, but if she was holding anything, if she had a bag or something, I might have to take her shoes off before I rescue her.
Or empty the...
Because it's it's bare. We're barely
empty the
there,
bag.
But I think
you
I
need to
it.
Figure out if your wife can squat you. That's
she cannot.
That's no what
way.
We get to figure out. Yeah, that's what
harder.
I want.
That's harder. Yeah. Because the smaller person is smaller, and then the bigger person weighs more, and that's just the two bad things about trying to squat that other person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you could give your wife a bag and see if you can.
I definitely can't, but we're going to start training her to be able to squat me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if I pass out in a fire, babe, I need you to be able to lift me up and carry me out fireman style over your shoulder, down a flight of stairs and out the front door.
I did. I've talked about it on the show and some people know, but I did go into sudden cardiac arrest in my sleep.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. About 2 years ago, maybe, and my wife had to shove my big ass out of the bed and perform CPR on me.
Oh my
holy
God.
And that was like a thing too of like getting, you know, like, you know, close to 200 pounds that's just literally dead weight in the bed, and she had to like get me out of the bed on a flat surface. And then
she saved your life.
Saved my life. She was able to do it. She had to do it for seven to 10 minutes until the paramedics got there.
Wow.
And then they had to do the fucking defibrillator paddles on me. Yeah.
That's insane.
Were you awake for any of it?
I don't remember any of it. And I even like it darked out maybe 2 or 3 days before it happened too. Cause I was in a coma. Oh, I was in a coma for 3 days after. Yeah, it was like a
holy shit. Wait, when was this? 2 years
ago? Yeah, it was maybe 3 years ago now. I mean, it was crazy.
What, wasn't it like right at your birthday
on my
or
birthday.
Something crazy?
On my fucking birthday.
Yeah.
Holy
shit.
So
Friday
shit.
Night, I went to bed. I mean, I didn't party or anything. That was the big thing, was that the people at the... I went to St. Jude's Hospital. No, St. Joseph's in Burbank. And they were just waiting on a toxicology report because somebody my age, they're like, the guy who's doing drugs. I mean, there's no other reason why you would go into cardiac arrest. You know,
and did they say what happened? Like, do you know what happened?
No, it's really mysterious. They, I got all kinds of health checkups, and you know, they're immediately thinking, like, okay, is there something going on, like blockage in your heart? Because cardiac arrest is different than a heart attack. A heart attack has to do with the plumbing. So something gets clogged or a valve stops working or whatever, and then the blood doesn't fill and release from the heart the way it should, and then that can cause cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest on its own is electrical, so drugs could disrupt that. You know, anything that kind of disrupts that, like frequency, you know, suffocation or any of that stuff. And so for me, it was just a complete anomaly. It was some kind of like... electrical anomaly. They don't know why it happened, but it did.
Jesus.
It's rare.
So how did your wife know that it was happening?
She heard me making weird noises in my sleep. Probably like...
And did she know how to do CPR?
She called 911, and the guy talked her through it. Because the way you do CPR now is you don't do breaths. You literally just pump the person's chest.
Do compressions, yeah.
Oh, really? So Punky Brewster lied to me, because when she took Cherry out of that refrigerator, you gotta hold the nose, you gotta affix your lips, breathe into their lungs, and then pump.
That might at the time that might have been, you know, Punky. Yeah.
Yeah. That was fine. Yeah. Holy shit.
So she okay. She just pumped the chest the whole time, and then the fucking paramedics did too, and they broke one of my ribs. That often happens too, you know, but I'll take it, you know.
Yeah.
So you wake up 3 days later in a fucking hospital bed?
Yeah, I woke.
Happy birthday to you.
happy birthday.
It's crazy. I woke up and I could see there's a bunch of, it's St. Joseph, so there's a bunch of religious iconography around. And then ICU nurses were speaking a different language. They were, you know, some of them were from another country and were speaking their language. And so, like, I heard, like, another language, and I'm like, and then I saw my parents, and I was like, what the fuck happen. Because I don't regularly, I see my parents once a year, you know, like, I don't know, once or twice a year or something like that. And so I was like, mom and dad here. No, I'm trying to think, like, was I on vacation and something happened or what? You know, you're trying to do the math on what happened. And then so, yeah. Mm.
And then they explained everything to you and you're like, okay, all right.
Yes,
wow.
Still didn't.
Thanks. Yeah.
Good to know. All right.
Starting to take wires off.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
So anyway.
Yeah. So see, you need to be like, it's a crazy story, but how big is Nancy?
She is 6'2", 350. No, she.
Holy shit. You're married to a defensive end.
Yeah, she's like, she's 5'5", you know, 120, 120, something like that. Yeah. So significantly smaller than me. But Aaron's got a whole, you know, Aaron's husband is paralyzed from the waist down. And so that's a whole.
But that's what started me thinking about this kind of stuff is like these, you know, I'm in multiple like groups that are with like the partner of someone with a spinal cord injury, and you don't see a spinal cord injury coming, you know? And so all of a sudden, thankfully I was in good shape when the accident happened, and same with my husband, he was in good shape until the accident happened. And it was this, like this thing where you're like, oh, like my husband fell out of his chair. How do we get him up? You know, how do I have the strength to deadlift my husband or squat my husband? You know, so that's kind of got my brain on that track. And then I've realized like how many people their partner needs to be like actually physically strong for like real life tangible things. And you don't think about that before, like you don't think about that normally until you have to. And so I'm just like out here trying to like tell people like, please like start now before hopefully nothing ever bad really happens.
You do, like you think about being strong in terms of being hot, kind of, at least I do, you know, you're ripped, you're sliced. You're like, this is fucking hot.
Yeah.
But
I'm
like,
hot
then
now.
You have to like lifting someone like out of a chair into a tub or something, or helping
someone
get into
hot.
Like it's, it is hot, but it's definitely, you don't think about your strength being, at least I don't think about my strength being useful. I just think about it being fucking sexy.
Yeah. Right. And it is, but it is like, I'm like, if we can get like the mentality of it to shift just a little bit, it could still be hot. It's still like,
It's not just vanity. It's like, you can strong and useful.
Yeah. Strong and useful. Yeah.
And
so,
a little hot.
And a little hot. You want to be a little hot.
I want to be sexy still, but I'm down to help someone if they're about to die. Just, can you take a picture of my lats when I do it?
And you know what? If they love you, they will. They love you.
My wife, performing CPR selfie, most likes she's ever gotten. You know, so
she went live.
She went live. I was going to say the same thing.
With like a filter on, like a filter kept coming on her face, and then she'd put the camera on me and the filter. It was like a French beret and like the Eiffel Tower in the background and stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
you were speaking in tongues at the time, so it was fine. Yeah. But at least your eyes were bigger, your cheekbones were higher, your nose was smaller, and your skin was smooth.
I had a beauty mark,
little deer antlers.
Wow, holy shit, you guys! I would say that your stories have inspired me to not take anything for granted, but I know I'll just sort of forget about it and get really angry next time my Postmates arrive without like the pad thai that I specifically ordered without peanuts or something. I'll sort of lose all perspective on this whole moment in time, and I appreciate you guys sharing it with me, but I wish it would make me a better person, but I know it won't.
God, that was honest.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, that was good. I think you should be angry if someone gets your order wrong.
Yes,
I do. I stand by that.
I'll think like the universe is conspiring against me, and it'll send me into a days long slump.
You blew it.
Like, why do I?
You blew it, Keith. Hey, Keith, you're missing part of my order.
You've camped outside of a Thai place and just applauded, right? Every time people come and go to work.
Nice. Oh, really nice. Is there extra limes on that pho? Because whenever I specify that, it never seems to arrive. And
let
I
me
feel
guess,
like
peanuts, whether they were specified or no, right?
I had this client that I was training for a while, and he's a really successful guy. And he was telling me about a friend of his. He worked for Mattel. And a friend of his that he worked with also worked for Mattel. And it was I don't know if it's still going on, but the guy was in some country in South America and got kidnapped. And it was one of those things to where they would kidnap high profile people and then try to get a ransom.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they did a movie about it, Proof of Life, everybody's favorite Russell Crowe movie.
How do you choose?
He was like, he said the guy never took care of himself, was very overweight and struggling with his health, and he got kidnapped and, you know, it was very dramatic, and he was, you know, hidden away from his family, and it was horrible for his family, and they managed to kind of track him down and get him, and they were able to pay the ransom and get him back. And so I was like, wow, did he turn it around? I mean, is he like a whole new lease on life? And my client looked at me and said, no, he's never been heavier. And I was like, oh, all right, well.
I guess there's two ways to go.
You can
about
tack the other way.
The tragedy, I guess. Yeah.
I thought for sure, I was like, now the guy runs marathons and he's never wasting a moment. He's like, no, he's just doubled down on all his vices. And,
he's down to Netflix and chill his life away now that he sort of got it back. Yeah. Jesus,
it's actually
Christ.
An old lease on life.
he's renting on life now.
Horrible interest. Not even lease. Nothing going towards the principal. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I can't believe he didn't lose weight when he was kidnapped. Is that okay to say? Yeah.
I think they wanted to keep him fat and healthy so that if they ever had to send his family a finger or something, that they would say okay. he's in good
he
shape.
He is like a Hansen okay. Gretel type situation, but
that's another good unsolicited advice. If you're ever like hearted up for some cash, I mean, I don't want to say it's a good idea to kidnap someone, but it seemed to have worked out for these people, right? They ended up getting
I think everybody won, yeah. I mean, yeah.
You haven't seen the Russell Crowe movie, though.
Right?
I mean, Mattel has the money. I mean, I'm sure they could fucking... Yeah.
It's honestly, they should be doing that anyway, just for like a more equal distribution of wealth.
Right, yeah.
I mean, sometimes it takes a kidnapping to sort of create this new but better equilibrium.
We've all fucking bought enough goddamn Barbies that somebody could, you know, go towards somebody's a couple of meals, you know, if they're struggling a little bit. Why not?
Yeah. Some goddamn Barbie. Yeah.
All right, let's take another break and come back. We really have to answer more questions, guys. Come on.
Yes.
Okay, we got it.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, folks, we are back. Here's another one about a 22-year-old guy from New York. How about Aaron? Do you got a 22-year-old New Yorker?
Oh, Anthony?
That's pretty
hey,
good.
Hey, very Tony.
New York. It's nice. Anthony.
Last
yeah,
name.
I just watched The Sopranos, so I think that's in my brain.
That's cool.
That'll do it.
Fauci, Anthony. Last yeah. name? What do you think for the last name?
Just like The Sopranos, yeah.
For Soprano. Soprano. Oh.
Tony Soprano writes, "What up, folks? I'm a 22-year-old guy from New York. I am a new member of a gym, and I've recently been going more and more. One thing that comes with this is seeing a lot more people, specifically ladies. I want to nice. Start off by saying that I don't think I'm a creepy guy, and I give everyone their space and let them do their own thing at the gym, as that's what I would want others to do to me. However, my question is there a way to talk / flirt with people at the gym without coming across as a complete predator? Every time I want to talk to someone, my conscience tells me that I'm just interruptive and very annoying. Please help. P.S. I listen to the pod every Monday at the gym, and seeing Amir's insane streak of turdies inspires me to push myself even harder, so thanks.
Cool.
Jake gives out awards at the end of the episode. One golden mic for podcasting excellence and one turdy for somebody that didn't do as well as the winner of the golden mic.
Yeah.
And wow. 500 episodes in, he's won every single time.
I'll toss you a turdy for not knowing hold up. You couldn't come up with the turn of phrase hold up. Yeah. So that'll definitely be a turdy.
Yeah. And then golden mic wise, he also assigns
it feels weird to make the guests split it. And
yeah.
I don't want to choose favorites, so I'll just give it to me for that kind of amazing act of diplomacy.
Yeah, as King Solomon style. He doesn't yeah. want to split yeah. the award. I'll
Biblical,
have it,
yes.
which is yeah. the opposite of what
King Solomon ended up with the kid at the yeah. at the end of that at the parable.
Okay, is there any way to flirt with someone at the gym without being creepy, or is it an inherently creepy place to flirt?
I'm creepy, so I'll recuse myself.
Well, I'll say I think it would be the same anywhere. Just kind of like read the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you see like a if someone's lingering around where you're lingering, like you can flirt. That's okay. I think just like, but like start small, because you know people are in a vulnerable space. Like you don't know how comfortable they are in a gym, so you want to give them a, kind of like as much of the. Like a warm up, if you will, as possible, so that you don't overstep your bounds. Because that's also like you don't want to shit where you eat, so you don't want to get weird quick with someone there. So
yeah,
take your time, be chill, normal, yeah. cool.
Yeah, it feels like talk. If you're gonna talk to anybody, talk to them about gym related stuff. First,
yeah,
you know your surroundings, the gym.
I like a chick who can squat me.
Yeah, never mind. Forget it.
Do you think you can? And then you go limp. You're a dummy in her arms. So sort of forced upon her a trust fall. Yeah. So she has.
Will you be my hero? To me, that's sexy. Congratulations on your young demo. That's exciting. A lot of 20.
Yeah, 20.
That's.
Is that not the case with dumbbells?
No, I don't. No, I think there's. Yeah, but it was just. It's.
We got 30s probably. Yeah.
That's good. That's better. That's more of an alpha consumer. We'd like to reach a little bit more of an older audience, brand wise. But we'll sort of take what we can get as our audience ages into an income tax bracket that's more monetizable. It's important
Amen.
For.
Wow.
Will you fill out a form and tell me your income this year?
You're flirting at the gym.
Yeah. 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 Just repeat what he's saying. You'll be fine.
I'm already nervous to talk to you.
Tony, you got to watch for headphones. And if people are listening to music, and you can kind of tell if somebody's like in the zone with what they're doing, you don't stay out of it. But if you're getting some good eye contact and a smile and it comes up organic, that's really your only way in. I worked at this gym and I saw this girl that was so beautiful all the time that would come in there and train later at night. And I later found out she was a Playboy Playmate. I think Playmate of the Year. Her name's Karen McDougal. Wow. People can look her up. She ended up having bad politics, which is a bummer. But I didn't know that at the time. And she's stunningly beautiful.
I swear.
I promise.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Yeah. And she's crazy, gorgeous. And so I always wanted to talk to her. And I worked at the gym. So I was like, oh, maybe this, it's not as weird that I'm just like, hey, you know, because I would see her every night. She's in the later crew of training. And so I was always waiting for like this moment I described, like the organic moment. And so she had small earbuds in. I didn't realize it at the time. And so she was in there and she was training legs really hard. And on the rate, like on the, like the satellite sound system, I think like Old Man by Neil Young was playing, like, old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you. Like just this like crazy song. And so like while I was kind of stacking stuff up by her, I said, this is very inspirational music to train legs to. And so, and she was like looking straight forward. And then she kind of saw that I was by her and she was like, what? And then like had her earbuds in. And I was like, oh never mind, never mind, never mind. And she was like, no, no, no. And then like set her dumbbells down and then popped her earbuds out. And she was like, what? And I was like, oh, this song playing is very inspirational. Oh,
it's God. A different song.
I mean, it was
Eye of the Tiger. Yeah,
I was sunk and she couldn't have looked more bothered, and rightfully so. And it was not my intention. The joke was a five, maybe. And then she heard it in the moment. I've told Aaron this story before. And then after, you know, having to do the explanation and the long runway and the wind up to it, it got downgraded to a negative four, maybe.
Yeah. Wow. That's tough.
A category two storm by the time it hit land, which is her taking off your earbuds. Yes. Yeah. I'm like this guy. I'm so paranoid. I won't even like talk to people in social settings. Yeah. I'm like, I want to err on the side of not being a creep so much that like somebody has to approach me for me to talk to them. And even then I'm pretty icy at first.
I mean,
it's very like, I have been hit on at the gym before and it is a balance of like, I pay to come here. So I can't like, just like stop coming here now. Yeah, yeah. And it feels, so it is like, I understand. So really just take it easy and like, and just like really over cautious. And like, it's smart to be over cautious because you guys pay to go to this place. You don't want them to feel trapped or weird.
And
to
it's not
come
like
back.
A bar. It's not like a social setting where you're like, you're expecting somebody to come up and talk to you if necessary. There's no social lubricant other than the runner's high that you're getting from your workout.
Which I don't
of
know
day.
If it's real. I don't know if it's real.
Yeah. Should we dispel that myth right now? You won't get the pheromones, the releasing of the serotonin when you're working out really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had runner's high. Have you had runner's high, Stinger?
I never feel it during, but there's times where I was like, man, I remember running and feeling good, but it's never like, it's never when I start the run. I'm never like, oh, here it comes. Yeah. It's more.
It's maybe unrelated. Like sometimes you're happy and you're also running at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's more.
Right.
I also get eating high and staying in bed high. I get high occasionally whenever. Yeah.
I've been high and I've never felt like that when around running ever.
It's a different high entirely for
different.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jake, I assume you've been sort of scrolling through pictures of Karen McDougal. You started typing before he even said McDougal. You were sort of typing into Google. Save search off. I could see your retina. Yeah.
Well, my screen is shared, unfortunately.
We should say that this is NoFap November, one of our sponsors this month. So,
NoFap November sponsored our podcast.
That's right. Yes, because
it's a huge movement.
Young. Yeah,
absurd.
It's actually NoFap Movember. Wow. Yeah. Yes, right. We're on the same page.
Better.
That's where you grow a mustache and stop masturbating for an entire calendar month.
It's better title than the other November. The other way to say it. I don't.
Which is what. Oh, no,
no nut.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know why I said no fap. Yeah. Oh, this is a competing nonprofit. Sorry. Can you not say that?
Yeah, sorry.
You can nut if it's from a wet dream.
Yeah.
As long as that's
the slight difference between nutting and fapping.
It gives you, there's a different permission structure to coming.
There's also, there's all those kids that got allergies and stuff too that need to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're allergic to almonds, every month is no nut. That's a good tweet. Jake, write that down for me. Thank you.
Write it down,
Appreciate it.
Sorry, I have a lot of tabs of Karen McDougal right now, so I need to close some of these out.
She's wearing a MAGA hat in nearly all of them. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. But that's it, so it's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's it's hot. That. All right, sweet. Aaron, Ryan, tell us again. Dumbbells, a fitness podcast.
Yeah, so Dumbbells right here on the HeadGum Network. People can check it out every Wednesday. We kind of, in our relaunch, we're trying to do some different things than what we've done before. So we're trying different classes. We're taking suggestions from the listeners, trying different workout equipment, different workout products and drinks and all that shit, and then giving people the goods on air. Recently, we did a pole dancing class. Wow. We had our instructor come on and talk about that. Then what else did we do, Aaron?
We did Dance Church. That's the episode that came out today.
Is that the dancing class on YouTube where it's like this?
It's sort of. It's like a, it's like kind of like a, it's like an all-inclusive sort of, it's like kind of like free dancing, but it's not free, but it's like kind of, it's a little less structured than like choreographed dancing.
All abilities. Yeah. Like, so you don't have to know the routine going into it. You can just go in there completely cold and not be a good dancer and still have fun and get a good workout, I would say.
That's cool.
Yeah. But we're going to go bouldering. That's up next.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm about to do right now.
Great.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm excited to try it. I have really long nails right now, so I'm excited to see how that goes.
It's good. It'll help you stay on the wall.
Yeah, I think so. Dig in.
Wolverine style.
Wolverine, yeah. we want to do, there's a bike class on the beach that we have to do, Stanger, okay? You tell,
yes.
We have to.
That seems hard.
We got to figure it out. Feels very elitist, but I really want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem with like, you know, making this relatable to people that listen is like, we're in LA, so it's like, we're doing a Malibu, you know, stationary bike class that J-Lo's teaching. So everybody should do that if they want to get in shape, you know?
Yeah.
But hey, look, we're going to try the weird shit and we're going to report back on it, all right?
We're having fun. We're trying to get people involved and, you know, fitness can be boring, but it can also be awesome and fun. So we're trying to mix it up.
I like it.
Hell cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you clearly have time to waste. You should probably listen to a podcast that actually makes you a better person. And that's definitely the Dumbbells.
It is definitely us for sure. No problems there. Just come by. We'll teach you something.
Get sliced tonight.
Yeah.
New slogan.
But you can email us at askthedumbbells@gmail.com. You can tweet at us, Instagram at us, at the dumbbells.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much. Good work.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you have any, ideally non-fitness related, because we're not really experts, but we'll take what we can get, or theme songs, our email is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Remember that Correct. Dear Lincoln opening theme song?
I remember it.
Who can forget?
That's right. We got a pretty epic closing theme song. It's 3 minutes long, no joke. that's why I figured it was better for an outro than an intro.
Yeah.
Let me look up who wrote it. While I do that, Jake, do you have any parting wisdom, closing thoughts as I scroll through and see who the hell?
Yeah, the key to no FAP November is to
found it. Okay. it's from I just muted Jake. It's from Lewis Cochran. 8 more years, Matt Pope featuring Lou Green. Okay.
All right.
There you have it. Thanks so much for listening this week. We'll be back as soon as possible. Thank you again to Ryan and Aaron.
Bless up.
Ciao,
Bless
everybody. Up. Bless up,
Bless
guys.
Up. Bless up.
Ciao for now.
Jake and Amir. Jake and Amir. Everybody's here. We're listening to Jake and Amir. Jake and Amir. Jake and Amir. Everybody's here. We're listening to Jake and Amir.
Hey mom, hey dad, are you proud of me yet? I got a podcast, dope as podcasts get. Or where the content's crude as you'd expect. I know you might find it quite hard to accept that your baby boy became an agony aunt with 1,000 day ones and no new fans, and a gradual shifting of circumstance. When did HeadGum become part of the plan? Here's the 500,000 helping hands, and hope we answered all you asked to get you out of your catastrophes and incel sprees, police custody, cause we just might be the vigilantes.
you want but don't need. Listening free since 2013. To If I Were You, what would I do? I guess I'd record 500 more for you. I guess I'd record 500 more for you. Yeah, if I were you, what would I do?
Everybody's here.
I guess I'd record 500,000 more for you. Yeah. Shmuel, the pitch.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nilly Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.